Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Kim Glovis. Here's what's happening. A Pennsylvania appeals court has rejected Bill Cosby's bid to overturn his sexual assault conviction. The Superior Court ruling rejected the appeal earlier today over the judge's decision to let other accusers testify. Cosby's lawyers in his appeal say the trial judge improperly allowed the five women to testify at last year's retrial. But the Superior Court says Pennsylvania law allows the testimony if it shows Cosby had a signature pattern of drugging and assaulting women. He can now ask the state Supreme Court to consider his appeal. Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term for a 2004 encounter at his suburban Philadelphia home. The longtime Kennett Township manager is facing more than 100 felony charges. Lisa Moore is accused of stealing more than $3 million from Kennett Township dating back to 2013. Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan says she was well-liked and well-respected.
Exactly the kind of person who gets away with a scheme like this.
Hogan says that while Moore was in France in April, the township asked his office about questionable money transfers. Investigators say she stole more than $1 million by forging payroll to add overtime and unused sick and vacation time. She also made hundreds and thousands of dollars of unauthorized purchases on a township credit card. Hogan says it's a reminder to look into checks and balances.
Somebody on the inside who knows exactly where your money goes and how it goes and can work there quietly is the one who really needs to be monitored.
Moore is free on unsecured bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for February. Mayor Jim Kenney today signed two bills designed to make Philadelphia's air cleaner. The mayor says these are two more steps in the city's commitment to meet Paris Climate Accord targets.
As buildings are the largest local source of carbon emissions, these bills will be an important tool in cutting emissions, saving money, and creating jobs.
One bill bans the use of commercial fuel oil with high sulfur content in the city. The other expands the city's building energy performance policy. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explains.
That policy already requires buildings of more than 50,000 square feet to report their energy and water usage each year. That alone is credited in a new report with a 12% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from those buildings. With the new law, those building owners will have to tune up systems that are not energy efficient.
Some things building owners will have to pay attention to are replacing missing insulation or updating lighting fixtures. An after-school music program for children of low-income families in Chester is giving a voice to more than 100 participants in more ways than one. 17-year-old Shamir Bryant started many years ago as a soprano. He's now a bass.
It's an outlet for us since where we come from, and we get to come together, talk, laugh, have fun. I feel like music is a gateway or outlet for a lot of children and a lot of other young people. When it's bad times in their life.
The STEM Academy Junior is hoping to pursue a career in music. The program is supported by Swarthmore College, and it was founded 25 years ago by John Alston, who also leads the chorus.
Often the news from Chester, the news about Chester is not good. And what we want is the opportunity to show folks that our children are beautiful too, that when they're given the right combination of love and respect and high expectations, that they can do beautiful things just like all the other children.
The public is invited to a winter concert this coming Friday and Saturday nights at Swarthmore College. That's the All Local. I'm Kim Glovis. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.